Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year, something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com, SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, maybe we'll just break down that Gasparilla Bowl since it wasn't on long enough. Hey, let's do this.
Touchdown!
It's a Monday.
Central Florida.
On the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Gao Studios in Houston, Texas. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on, finally, for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, the legend that is Voldemort, Aaron Ribble. And if you want to get in today, lots of ways to do it. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Send a message. You're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You should know the number for that. But just in case, it's 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Lots to get to, although a shortened Monday, since we had to wait for the game to end. And we're only here for an hour and a half now, and then we'll be back on Thursday. And then Friday, I guess, is up in the air, or do we know?
No, we're on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
One of those
for
days.
Like an hour, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. It will be. It's we'll be on in between North Carolina Temple and the Aggie game.
Okay, I'm guessing North Carolina Temple will go a little slower or a little faster time wise than this one.
I would hope so. My goodness, Gasparilla Bowl, Gasparilla, Sarsaparilla. Bad Boy Mower Bowl, whatever the hell. That was the longest game ever. It was like a three-hour third quarter. Ridiculous.
Well, let's get to some of the events of the weekend. And you know what I did on the way in? I stopped by Academy and bought my AFC South Division Champion shirts.
Topped you. I stopped by a tattoo parlor and got
really
an AFC South Championship banner tat.
You always got to one-up me.
I try. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than not winning the AFC South, but
as it turned out, they didn't need to win that game since the Saints took care of the Titans, but
boy, that one looked a lot different in the first half than it did in the second,
sure did.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got to say, this is another one of those games that it's a win. But boy, it didn't feel real good. And honestly, if the Bucs didn't play their worst game of the year, they win. And
well, I'm not going to say it's their worst game of the year because their defense was really good.
Offensively, their worst game of the year.
Yeah, clearly.
And this is another, I mean, you talk about laying an egg at the wrong time for Jameis Winston, who's trying to make these guys decide whether or not to pay him. I mean, just giving it away over and over and over. And the fact that there were four turnovers, I think in the first, was it the first, or there was three in the first 10 minutes and four in the first half.
Right.
And the game was tied at halftime. That's insane. That's insane. And the Texans' offense was bad. The defense was, I mean, they were opportunistic. They would take the ball away. If they didn't take it away, though, they weren't doing anything.
Well, and that was kind of the thing that was disturbing to me is the only time the Bucs didn't score is when they stopped themselves with either a pick or Cameron Brate's drop on fourth down or a slight overthrow by Jameis Winston to a wide open guy. I mean, it was just, they never really stopped him. But I got to give him credit for making those interceptions because at least, well, the second one was just, I don't know what the hell Winston was doing when he threw that one to Reed. Oh. That just made no sense. It's like, oh, look, Justin Reed's wide open. Let me throw him the ball. Yep. Oh, wait, he's not on my team. The other three guys had to go make plays, so you know there's something to that. And you know the one positive I'm going to take out of this is a lot of teams were in that position yesterday and weren't able to get it done. I'm talking to you, Dallas. I'm talking to you, Seattle. You know, and those are the two teams that I kind of always compare the Texans to, and they both lost. So they did get the win, and you know, I wish they'd look better doing it. When you get that many turnovers that early, you got to stomp on their throat, man. But the problem was, and we see this, I don't know how many times with this team, you can tell what's going to happen with the offense by end of the first quarter. And it was clear that they weren't going to be able to run the ball, that Deshaun Watson was off his game, and that the play calling was going to be lousy. And that's basically what it was.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. Having said that, so the Texans defense doesn't get the credit for forcing all those turnovers. No, because and if you were listening to what I said, three of those were really good plays. They do get credit for that. One of them was just, I mean, there were so many user errors with Winston, and that's what he is. And I got to tell you, you'll laugh at this. I think I'd rather be a Bucs fan than a Texans fan.
Ooh.
At least they're exciting. And yes, you never know what you're going to get. So there's that. But now you can't give them too much credit for that because that's what the Bucs do. They turn the ball over. That's what Jameis Winston does. And, you know, but I'm not going to give them credit for having guys wide open behind him and having him overthrow them or guys dropping balls on fourth down. That's not anything that the Texans defense did. So I'll give him credit because three of those interceptions were good plays, including Jonathan Joseph, who, by the way, you know how many snaps Joseph played?
How many?
What would you guess?
I don't even know.
Six.
The first number that came to mind was 15, but then I felt stupid.
Yeah, I know. And he made a nice play on that, which he can still do if he's near the ball, which
right.
He never is. So, yeah, I mean,
there's some of those throws, though, that Jameis, I mean, when he lets it go, he had to know that the only possible living person on earth who could catch that ball was wearing a Texans jersey. There was a couple of them.
But that's what he's.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit here and dog him too much because they've won two in a row against teams that have been on good winning streaks. And they did manage to get out of there with a victory. And, hey, here's a positive, because I couldn't think of any positive for my article for the offense. It's taken me 2 days. Kaimi Fairbairn did not miss a kick.
That's pretty good.
Guess what? They needed them all because they couldn't score.
Right.
And that was the other frustrating thing.
I think the other thing, when you say a team that's been on a hot streak, and the Bucs had won five of their last six, their wins were Cardinals, Falcons, Jags, Colts, Lions. So,
yeah, although
I think not all hot streaks are.
No, but let's not pretend like they weren't playing well. And listen, the Cardinals just beat the Seahawks. The Colts just knocked the crap out of the Panthers. I mean, not that those teams are any good, but it's not like they're just beating up on the. They're not beating up on the Bengals. How's that?
Well, they didn't beat a single playoff team in that stretch, is my point.
No, but. You know, there's a lot of teams you look at that.
Or even a team that's at 500. I mean, they're just, they beat a bunch of bad teams.
Yeah, but you know what?
I mean, and it's better than losing to them, but.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. What do you want them to do? Go lose to those teams?
But let's not pretend like the Bucs are some good football team either.
Nobody's saying that, but I also think you're playing a team that came in playing very, very well.
Well, they forgot to play well on Saturday.
No, they did. And it was so funny because the first half was just a cluster bleep, and it looked like a high school game with bad quarterback play. Yeah. And guys just
throwing the ball on both around. Sides, mind you.
Yeah, the only thing worse than the play,
like let's not pretend like and Deshaun didn't play a good game.
Deshaun played a bad game. Let's not sugarcoat it.
It's just overshadowed by Jameis's bad game.
Yeah, so. He didn't throw four picks in his bad game, but he missed open receivers. He held onto the ball too long. Four of those five sacks were on him. He looked like he did in the games where their offense isn't prepared. And I find that hard to believe that you couldn't come out and do better than that against the Bucs, especially with the position your defense was putting you in early.
And you remember a week ago when we were talking about paying Carlos Hyde? Well, bad time to go for 1.6 yards per carry, bro.
Yeah, that was bad. I think the offensive line was not able to open up holes. It was just
nobody was good.
The offense was bad. There's no way around it. And fortunately,
Will Fuller got hurt again.
Oh yeah, shocker. Listen, can we stop with Will Fuller? Will Fuller doesn't exist.
He shouldn't.
And I mean, he's useless. The guy is freaking useless. And where's the knuckleheads who texted me after or tweeted at me after his one good game against the Falcons? Right. Oh, you were wrong about Will Fuller. Well. Was I? Where are you now, Dickweed?
All right.
Out of curiosity.
I got to tell you about CBDMD.com. Listen, if you haven't tried CBDMD.com, or maybe you haven't tried CBD at all, CBDMD.com is a great place to start. Award-winning customer service. This is third-party lab-tested. It's a clean, safe product. You're not going to fail your drug test. If you are dealing with any kind of pain and you're tired of looking for a way to deal with it, you don't want to take pills anymore, CBDMD.com has worked for me. CBD Freeze, after I lift my shoulder, I've got a bad shoulder. So after I lift, I'm always really sore. And since I've been using the CBD Freeze on it, it's just changed the game for me. It's like a menthol blend of ingredients, and it is just instant relief for me. Tons of world-class athletes are using this stuff. Bubba Watson, Daniel Cormier. And you can try it now and save 20%. CBDMD.com. Use code ESPN975 at checkout and you'll save 20%. That's CBDMD.com. Promo code ESPN975.
It's our gift to you.
Just what I've always wanted.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Guys, shopping for electricity rates, not always fun. Triangle Energy, though, they make it easy for you. It's a born and raised in Texas company. They provide simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process, and there's no gimmicks or surprises on your bill. In fact, they're going to send you a weekly usage update so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even goes out. At Triangle, they keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay, period. And you're going to get a great rate when you use our promo code. When you use the promo code ESPN, specifically for our listeners, you're going to save more on their already great rates. What are you waiting for, guys? Give them a call today, 877-93-EAGLE, or check them out at TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN to save even more. That's TriEagle Energy, PUCT number 10064.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and at 6 o'clock we'll go through all the other NFL games. Basically, your playoffs are down to one team or the other at the bottom. I mean, there's still some things to be decided in terms of seeding.
But there's only one playoff spot left.
In each side, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that, and if you don't think the Eagles could lose next week, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys fans should not be ready to give up yet, although you're not going to beat anybody no matter what. I mean, that. Although I say that, and who knows, maybe they'll put it together. All right, let's squeeze in a quick Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right, you're familiar with filmmaker James Cameron.
Yes.
Most famous probably for Avatar.
Yeah.
Which, until Avengers Endgame, was the highest grossing film ever. And, you know, the big difference here is Endgame was really good. Avatar was Dances with Wolves with Blue Aliens. That's it.
Not my favorite.
Well, I think James Cameron's a little delusional. He says of Avatar 2, I think it's a certainty that it will eventually pass Avengers in theaters.
Oh, no.
But let's give Endgame their moment and let's celebrate that people are going to the movie theater.
Dumbass.
I don't want to sound snarky after I took the high road by offering congratulations, which you just eliminated, by the way. But they beat us by 0.25%. I did the math in my head while driving in this morning. I think accountants call that a rounding error. Dude, he's... Are you serious?
I guess that was like a big deal to him. Dude, your crappy movie made a lot of money. Good for you.
Yeah. Just,
you know.
And I mean, let's be honest. There was nothing special about that movie. It was just a bunch of... It was all...
I mean, the reason it got so much pub is because it had such a massive budget.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reason why people were like, oh, they spent so much money to make this movie. And then people went and they wanted to see what the hubbub was about. The movie sucked.
How many people sit around and say, hey, you know what I want to watch again? Avatar.
No one. It's too long. I don't remember anything from that movie, honestly. I don't remember any, like, big moment.
I just remember it being very anti-American and being Dances with the Wolves.
Okay.
That's what I remember about it.
Well, you remember more than I do.
And I ordinarily like hot blue alien chicks, but I didn't even like these. So that ought to tell you what that movie, how memorable it was. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
By the way, before we get back to sports, I watched a couple movies this weekend. One was a really, really awful movie that had Brad Pitt and Donald Sutherland and Tommy Lee Jones, Ad Astra. It was a space movie. Do not even go anywhere near it. It is one of the worst things I've ever seen.
That bad?
Yeah, it was trying to be like a space version of Apocalypse Now, except it left out all the quality.
Okay.
So don't ever watch it. It was terrible. And then I rewatched Joker this weekend, and I think on my second time around, I'm going to go with it was disappointing.
Oh, okay.
I thought it took too long for him to become the Joker. I told you before I didn't like the ending because who knows if any of it actually happened. Because they went total Fight Club with that, which, you know, that's been done. Stop. And, I mean, the best part was when he turned Joker. And that was 10 minutes of the film. So I thought his acting performance was great. Not quite Heath Ledger level, but great. But overall, I was disappointed in it.
I watched Star Wars this weekend.
And?
It was fine. It was a Star Wars movie. It was kind of predictable at the end. And I kept thinking throughout the whole movie, they should have gotten the kid that played Napoleon Dynamite to be Kylo Ren.
Well, that would have been pretty good.
That would have been way better, I think. And then the other thing...
That poor guy's got so many issues off the court. That's the guy... remember that?
Yeah, I thought you meant Napoleon Dynamite.
No, Kylo Ren, the guy who plays him.
And then the black guy got friend-zoned by that Jedi chick the whole movie. Like, all three movies, really. Like, I thought the whole time, like, everything was leading up to them banging, and then it was never even close. He just wasn't going to get that.
I hate both those characters. I mean, I haven't seen the third one yet, but I hate Kylo Ren, too. I mean, just none of them are appealing to me.
Yeah, I liked the Jedi girl in this movie.
Okay, so she was better than she was in the last two? Good.
But that's my biggest issue with the whole movie is there's not really a character that I grabbed onto and was like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm talking about. I mean, maybe Chewbacca. He's always pretty strong.
Yeah, but I mean,
But he doesn't say words.
Right, and so, after a while, you've done Chewbacca, right?
If your best character doesn't talk words, then, you know... Yeah, what are you going to do?
Justin says, disagree on all Fred Fowler movie takes tonight. Well, first off, it's two takes. It's not all, so
all
you can just say
takes.
Both. And how about some specifics? If you're going to try to tell me that there was anything redeeming about that Ad Astra, then we have nothing to talk about. If you want to argue about the Joker, I get it, because I know a lot of people love that movie. But I found it disappointing, and I thought it was okay, maybe good. But all this, oh, it's so great.
I actually
it's
liked so it a lot. Yeah.
I think
we've already talked to the movie, so I don't feel a need to.
No, but I felt like it was oversold when I saw it the first time. And then, so I wanted to give it another chance. And then I felt like the second time it was even more oversold. And I don't blame you. I blame everybody for that. So.
All right. I got to tell you about CBDMD.com. And if you want, here's a list of some of the world-class athletes that are using CBDMD.com. Bubba Watson, using CBDMD.com. Daniel Cormier, Steve Smith, Tyrone Woodley, Kerry Walsh Jennings, Lolo Jones, and many, many more. And Raheel Ramzanali, I've heard, has also used this stuff. They've got something for everybody. If you want gummies, you want topicals, you want oil, they've got something for you. I use the oils. I use the CBD Freeze. I've used CBD Recover. I love all these products, and they've made my life better because now I'm not having to deal with that post-workout pain anymore. It's a whole new world for me. And they can, if you haven't tried out, you've been thinking about trying it out, well, now they're going to do it so you can save 20%. And go to CBDMD.com, type in ESPN 975 at checkout, and you'll save 20% off your order. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN 975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.